ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
G'day, I'm Carrington Clark, and welcome to Tax Week with ABC Business Daily, a special series that will be dropping in your feeds bright and early across the week. Now, since the government unveiled the federal budget back in May, there's been a lot of chat about tax. We've been covering a bunch of the proposed changes to tax policy on the pod, but as the financial year comes to a close, we wanted to bring you a special bonus series zooming in on how those policies might affect you right now and in the financial years ahead. So every day at 6 a.m. this week, keep a lookout for a mini episode taking you through a key what you need to know tax time topic before your usual Business Daily episode later in the morning. So let's kick things off. To tackle this across the week, I'm joined by ABC finance reporter Emily Stewart, also known as Sensible Emily, editor of the Your Money Explained newsletter. Hello, Emily.
Hello, Carrington, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Financial Year. Here we go, 2026, 2027. I spent a long time in America, and they have a different financial year to us. It goes with the calendar year, so it's kind of nice how we split it up, I think. It gives you kind of two
celebrations.
Two celebrations a year, exactly. Now, Emily, one of the things that is going to be changing in Australia's tax system is this new $1,000 tax write-off for work-related expenses. Now, the government is selling this as making it simpler for most people instead of the way that you used to claim or can still claim work-related expenses, where you go through all the individual invoices. Talk us through the fundamental difference and why this might be good for some people and maybe not so good for others.
So it's meant to save us time and money. And the government says, I think it's meant to help just over 6 million workers. But essentially, it's an increase from the amount of money you could claim for work-related expenses without receipts. And so last financial year, we had $300 where we could claim without receipts for those work-related expenses. And for when we're doing our taxes for the end of this financial year, we'll be able to claim up to $1,000 of work-related expenses without receipts. It's good for people, I guess, if you have on the lower end of claims. Of course, you've still got to be claiming things that you have really bought, but easy way to do it, and you can just tick a box and move on. But if you actually spend a lot on your work-related expenses, you might be better off keeping your receipts, tallying it up, and just seeing whether you'd be better off claiming individual receipts instead of just ticking the box for the $1,000. A thing that's been confusing, I think, for a lot of people is they think it's $1,000 in their tax refund or $1,000 cash bonus.
That you would just get the money back from that exact $1,000 would go back into your bank account from the ATO.
Yes. So it's not for that. It's to cut down paperwork. And essentially, it's just a deduction on the income tax you would have paid. So it's lowering what level of income is taxed. So it's you get a percentage of the work-related expense back in your tax return, depending on what rate you're taxed at. And the government has said, on average, it's going to be a tax saving of around $205 for eligible taxpayers. And some economists have done some calculations, and the maximum benefits is probably around $470. But you'd have to be earning over $190,000, being taxed at 45% with the 2% Medicare levy to get that much back. So in terms of actual cash, it's probably going to be more around the $200 mark. But if it saves you time and energy trying to keep up with receipts, some people don't find it easy to organise all their receipts and keep things for tax time. So it does certainly make it faster and easier. But yes, if you have higher expenses, it's well worth just adding it up and doing it individually.
Yeah, so I think that the people who this is going to help the most are people who maybe in previous years hadn't claimed some work-related expenses because they didn't have the receipts. Maybe they lost them. They forgot to actually even ask for a receipt when they bought certain products for their work and so therefore weren't claiming it. This is going to make it a lot easier. But as you said, it has to still be based on you actually buying these things, but you don't need to you know, look through your inbox or try and find crumpled up receipts in the bottom of your drawer.
Mm.
But yes, if you do have work-related expenses that exceed that $1,000 figure, you still need to have those receipts, and it can be very beneficial because for a lot of people, there are much higher work-related expenses. They may have bought, you know, magazine subscriptions. They may have bought, you know, a lot of expensive stationery. There's a whole bunch of things that they might have purchased.
Furniture, technology, all those sorts
exactly.
of things. But the tax office does say, look, still keep documenting your claims and keep records, but you won't need to upload those. So there's a lot of different ways you can keep records if that's something you struggle with. The ATO actually has an app, My Deductions, that you can upload and screenshot things, or sometimes I just email them to myself and put a heading so you know it's for tax. Or, of course, you can do it the old-fashioned way and just keep the physical receipt in a box or a folder or whatever your filing system is and just collect them all and don't think about it until the end of the financial year, but just make sure you've got them on record just in case you do get audited.
Yeah, I think that app can be super helpful. I am somewhere in between. I just take photos of every receipt that I have because at least then you have a digital copy and then maybe put it into a folder on your phone so that you can come around to claiming them at the end of the year. That will also work. Unfortunately, one of the weird characteristics of a lot of receipts is that they literally rub off.
You know? Yes,
and I think
a lot of people fade.
And so you'll pull out, you know, if you've kept your receipts hoping that you'll be able to utilize them when it comes to tax time, and then you look down and realize the whole thing's rubbed off. So take photos of your receipts as you go and try to have a backup, I think.
And the ATO actually does understand about the fading receipts. And in many cases, if you've got some sort of backup evidence, like it's a line on your credit card statement or your savings statement, you can sort of prove it that way. So they will accept other forms if you've had an issue with your receipt. The other interesting thing to note with this $1,000 is you can still claim other items like your charitable donations, your union fees, or your income protection premiums on top of the $1,000 deduction. So it's really just for those work-related expenses. So if you've been buying, like we've said, furniture or uniforms or stationery, they can come under the $1,000. And then if you make donations and have your union fees, you'll still need to make a separate claim for those to really make the most of it.
Now, the other thing people might remember from the budget was the Working Australians Tax Offset. Now, and I think in a lot of people's brains, they might have got slightly confused between these two things. But now that actually doesn't kick in until July 1st, 2027, so another financial year. But this is very different, isn't it, from this change allowing you to deduct more for work-related expenses without having receipts?
Yes, so that's all about deductions. This is a slight tax offset. And so it's for all people who earn their income from work. So it's around 13 million the government thinks are going to get the benefit of this. And you don't need to apply. It automatically pops up after you've lodged your tax return for the next financial year. It'll be permanent as well. So going forward, we'll be all getting that. No matter what income we earn, most people will be getting that from 1st of July 2027. It's not a cash payment though, of course. So I think that's where the confusion is with both of these. It reduces your tax bill or it increases your tax refund when you lodge your return. So effectively, one way of looking at it is it raises your tax-free threshold. Now, of course, the way the marginal tax system works is we all benefit, even if we're on $300,000, we all get that small amount of money that is tax-free, and then we pay going up the building blocks of the marginal tax rate system. So you're not paying like a flat 45%, it's staged. And so in effect, workers will pay no tax on income up to $19,985. So you're getting a slight increase in that bracket of not paying tax. And it's confusing, but yes, and this is also available to sole traders.
Yes, people who won't get it are people who make their money from investments, for example.
So you've got to be a worker. So, yes, it's got to come from that that income from working. But, yes, it's a small offset, but it's supposed to help with cost of living and that sort of thing is why the government has brought it in.
That's all we have time for right now. Thanks for joining us for this second Tax Week bonus episode. And if you haven't already, make sure you sign up for Emily's newsletter from the ABC, Your Money Explained. We'll link to it in our show notes. You can catch our usual episode of ABC Business Daily later today, and we'll be back in your feeds with more tax chat bright and early tomorrow morning. Catch you next time, Emily.
Bye, Carrington.